it's all about humanity.
This is hard for me to admit. I'm going to put it out there. I was wrong. When I first heard that J-Lo was back together with Ben Affleck, I was like, oh, please. I thought that maybe it was like one of those things where she was lonely and she hooked up with him, but there's no way she's getting back with him because I don't know. I just, you know, she doesn't go backwards. She goes forward. You know, there's a reason why they broke up a long time ago.
Is she too good for him or is he too good for her in your eyes?
Right now, she's way too good for him.
But he's Batman.
Well, I don't, you know, maybe she's not too good for him. Okay. It's not that she's too good for him. It's not that. They are just very different people on two completely different planes. Let me explain. Ben Affleck, I don't know how much you know about him, but he is really into charity and all of his organizations. And he has sat in front of judiciary committees and argued on behalf of the Republic of the Dominican Republic. What's that called? The DRC.
Mm-hmm. So he's a good guy. He worries about other people.
He has argued on behalf of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Like he's really into what's going on in the Congo and how he can help. And I mean, he has actually gotten Republicans and Democrats to come together to listen to him in order to help what's going on in the Congo. This is so big for him that he made a documentary about it, that he is regularly talking about it. This is his platform. He is a save the world. He is the male Angelina Jolie. If you told me he was dating Angelina Jolie, I'd be like, yes, that makes sense. You know, she was UNICEF, Miss Save the World, adopting kids all over the place. That would have made more sense. Jennifer Lopez is not known for her charitable work. She might do some, but we don't really know much about that. Her main thing is about her bling and what she's selling. And she has a perfume and she has a this line, a that line. Now she's selling hair products. She's a product. She's a commodity. And she does things in service of that commodity. She takes jobs that are very mainstream, you know. So I would never in a million years put them together as a couple now. But, you know, strange things happen. Strange things make strange bedfellows. I think over the years, I think she has looked at her life now that she's in her 50s and looks at her kids. And I think she's thinking, you know, I was led around by Benny Medina. That was her manager. Do this, do that, promote this, promote that. And she was a product. And I think in there is a real human being. And I think once you have kids and start looking at the world through your children, it changes you. So I think that she, first I thought she was too superficial for him and he was too, like, you know, deep and had too much going on in that way. But now I'm realizing that I think he's what she's been missing all this time. I think that it's more than just he's hot, she's hot, let's hook up. You know, I think she feels safe with him. They were engaged from 2002 to 2004. They made terrible movies together, but they had, you know, I guess some sort of connection that they hooked back up. It was so weird because, you know, 5 minutes ago, he was on Raya trying to date a 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. So I guess when J-Lo called, he was like, oh, hi.
But he's still Batman. So I think because he was Batman in a couple of movies, that turned her on because she can bring him over with the kids and go, Batman's coming. And not the fake Batman, the real Batman, the Batman.
Except for the fact that Jennifer Lopez knows a lot of really famous, fabulous people. Her kids are not impressed. They're kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Your kids are not impressed with you, who you are and what you do. They don't care. They're children.
No, they care
Batman. I don't think it's the Batman thing.
They care about Batman.
He's Batman?
Yeah. Mm. And he has Superman's number on his phone. He can call him.
Well, here's the most telling thing about all of it. So, of course, Us Weekly went to Jennifer Garner and they were like, you know, what do you first of all, let me step back a second before I get into the Jennifer Garner thing. So not only are J-Lo and Ben Affleck officially dating, sources have told Us Weekly that they are madly in love. They are completely committed and that they they're soulmates. They are the real deal. Mm-hmm. And that they love being together. They love their weekends away.
It's been 4 days.
I know, but I call this a deja screw. You know, somebody that you screwed back then, it was great sex, and then you went on with your life and they went with their life. And then you kind of get back together. You're like, that was good. So I call it a deja screw, and I thought that's all it was going to be. Mm. But friends are saying that they can see this lasting forever.
Mm. I don't believe it. It's Hollywood. It's Ben Affleck. It's Jennifer Lopez. She doesn't have a good track record with guys. And They have a photo of him coming out of her house in his car. Mm-hmm. He looks like the most depressed dude you've ever seen in your life. If I was leaving her house, I would have you couldn't chisel the smile off my face. But him, it looked like somebody, he just witnessed, you know, dead puppies. I mean, it was not a good look on his face.
That's actually a really good point, because, you know, the fact that I don't think it has to do with the fact that it's Jennifer Lopez. I think any time you go back with an ex because you can't find anybody new, it's like, oh, my God, like, what happened to me? Like, why can't I find somebody new? I had to go back with an ex. Like, I had to have sex with an ex in order to hook up because nobody else wants me. Nobody else will have me. I feel like that's very depressing in and of itself. Like, if my boyfriend left me, I know that there's no way I can train a new man. I know that there's nobody new that's coming my way. Yeah, that ship has sailed. I'm going to have to go back in time and be like, Sean. Remember me when I was hot and cute? We used to have tons of sex. It's still me. You know, I think that's why he was depressed. He was like, oh, for Christ's sakes, what?
That's the look on his face when he's pulling out. I mean, it's just, it's the end of the world in
sex
his
with
eyes.
An ex. Yeah, sex with an ex, no matter who it is, it's just, it's really depressing.
And if it was me, I would look like the Joker with the the permanent smile on my face. And I'd be on the phone with my friends. I'd be on Twitter telling everybody, you know, at Jennifer Lopez, guess what I did last night? Yeah, but no, not him. He was just like, oh, dear God, I'm just going to end it.
It's funny you said that, because there's so many couples that we've been talking about. I'm not going to say who, because one of them has a K word and we're not talking about them today. But there are many couples in public right now that can't get enough of each other. Like Lena Dunham today has a new boyfriend, and her quote was, I can't believe when I was 3 years old, there was a baby being born in England that was going to change my life and rock my world. Like, you only have those thoughts when you're madly in love and you can't even believe that you found the person.
That's month number one. That's the first month.
That's true.
Ben Affleck has that look on his face 7 days into it.
Right. But that's my point, that it's like, he's not waxing poetic. He's like, oh, sex with an ex. What am I doing? Why did I go back?
Oh, and then, he just left. And it was the morning, so it was his drive of shame.
Right.
And he had that look on his face. So, it's not going to end well. I don't think it's even going well now.
Well, what's interesting is that they asked Jennifer Garner, Us Weekly found Jennifer Garner, and they were like, what do you think of your ex hooking up with his ex? And her comment was very telling. Okay, here's the comment. J-Lo is a kind and wonderful person and an amazing mother. I'm thrilled. That says he is a nightmare. I'm glad our relationship is over. I'm glad he found somebody else, so I don't have to worry about him trying to get back with me or him calling me at 2 a.m. and, hey, you up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She's moved on. She's had tons of boyfriends. I think she's single right now, but I think she's had several boyfriends along the way. And she knows for a fact she does not want to be with Ben Affleck. So she's like, yeah, I'm thrilled. Yeah, J-Lo, yeah, hook up. I hope it goes really well.
I think it's great. Yeah, look at him. Look at that look on his face. Is that a happy guy leaving Jennifer Lopez's house?
He looks like he just found out his dog died. Yeah, you're showing me a photo of Ben Affleck in his car leaving Jennifer Lopez's house, and he looks like he just witnessed a murder, and he's trying to decide if he wants to call the cops or not because he doesn't want to be involved.
And he's very depressed about that zit on his face. That's what he's thinking about. So he's leaving her house going, oh God, where did I go wrong? And I got this zit on my face. And
This is after their first hookup, too. Like, yeah. After their first hookup, you figured he would drive by the paparazzi and be like, hey, thumbs up. What up? I'm the Benster is back. Bennifer back in town. Mm-mm. No, he literally looks like he ate pee. He drank pee. I thought it was Gatorade. I reached back there. I forgot I took that long trip. It's pee, not Gatorade.
Oh.
That's the look on his face.
Look at that.
Okay, yeah, this one, I mean, he looks like he just had a huge fight with his mother, and she brought up all the things he did when he was 10, and still to this, it's like, oh, mom, I'm an adult now. Stop bringing that up. Like, that's the look on his face.